Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you.
Special bringing this back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Charles Whelan is our guest, our good friend, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Dartmouth College up in New Hampshire, and the author of several books. Pretty much all of them, I think, we've launched on this show. 10 and a half things no commencement speaker ever said. Naked Economics, Naked Money. I think I forgot that one last time. He's our good friend, Charles. Thanks again for being here. I want to talk about Amazon and minimum wage. Now, I have been a staunch, outspoken critic of raising minimum wage because I think the market should do what the market will bear. I don't think the government should get involved in how much people should make. I think that's labor is should be negotiated just like other elements of a business are negotiated. But that's a battle that I continue to lose. But Charles, here's the thing: we're experiencing something now that we haven't seen since Henry Ford decided to pay his people a dollar an hour or whatever 100 years ago. Amazon is saying that they're going to pay their people $15 an hour. Now, this is a reaction to some bad PR they got about some of their employees being on welfare. But I'm saying that Amazon making this decision is going to have significant and multifaceted ripples through the economy, through the workplace, and I don't think they're going to be good things. What do you think?
I think I probably have a more sanguine view. I don't like when it's called a minimum wage because there's a huge difference here. In some ways, Amazon's doing what you described, which is they're feeling some market pressure. My guess is they're finding it harder to attract workers for all the reasons we've discussed. My guess is there probably aren't that many people left who are making a lot less than $15 an hour. They're probably automating aggressively, so anybody who's doing really low-skilled stuff has been replaced by a machine. But they probably looked across it and said, you know what, for not a lot of money, we can get a huge PR burst here to do something that we're kind of doing for market-based reasons anyway. But the reason I don't like it being called a minimum wage is this is a corporate decision. Minimum wage is really about the government telling everybody what they ought to pay. And I share your view on that with probably some quibbles and exceptions. But this, in some ways, I see as a combination of Amazon getting some better publicity and also a response to the tight labor market that we were talking about.
Well, the thing about what Amazon has done is, number one, it's going to give local politicians in around the country and national politicians, for that matter, it's going to give them some ammunition for trying to raise minimum wage to $15 nationally. And there are plenty of people on the left who want to do that. It would be a horrible mistake. On many levels, but the thing people, whenever you watch people discussing this on television, and anybody else that I've ever heard, only on this show do I hear anybody talking about what I'm about to talk about, Charles, and that is, what about the person who was already at $15 and they earned their way there? When you raise everybody else to $15 overnight, from say $10 to $15, well, there was somebody in the company that started out at $10 and over a 2-year period, 3-year period, worked their backsides off, did some really good stuff, took initiative, showed leadership, and got raised to $15, and they're really proud of what they earned. All of a sudden, they're having to train a new guy to show him where the bathroom is, and he's making the same things that they are. This ripples through the pay scale, Charles. It's not this $15 minimum wage raise is not in a vacuum. It's not in some parallel universe where nothing else is happening.
There are a lot of things that economists don't like about raising the minimum wage. Well, you know, what about young workers who are just trying to get their foot in the door? If they can't get that first job, then they're
left
equipped
down the road.
That's right. This
is going to kill. This is going to kill a young youth employment more than it already
is. Yeah. So I would say, although I'm probably have a better view of the Amazon move than you do, I do agree with you that it's going to be used as ammunition, wrongly, I would argue, by politicians, because this is like saying just because I take my wife out for dinner 3 days a week, everybody in the country has to do that.
Right.
And in fact, Amazon's made a private market-based decision, and there's no particular reason that because of that, everybody in the state of Vermont, which is one of those states talking about a $15 minimum wage, needs to do the same.
Well, let me throw a couple of other things out at you. The tax cut that the corporate America got was a bigger cut than small businesses got. Giant cut, much greater cut deduction than the small businesses got, and they've taken that money. And they're competing. We just got through talking about the tight market. They've got more money now in their fist to attract more people, and so we're having a harder time competing. They're also poaching our good people with all this extra money that they have that we don't have, and now this $15 raise that they can afford that we can't, this is going to hurt Main Street small businesses, I predict, Charles. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Somebody who, you know, let's look at bookstores, actually, because people seem to have a great affinity for independent bookstores. I do myself. If a bookstore who's hiring local people, college students or whatever, now has to compete with Amazon at $15 an hour. Inadvertently, you've done something probably to harm that local bookstore.
That's right.
Even if you think that you're helping people out.
And if you think Amazon, if you think that is a part of Amazon's plan, I'm telling you, part of Amazon's plan is not in favor of Main Street small businesses. I'm telling you, they are targeting Main Street small businesses, and one of the facets of their decision to pay $15 an hour to employees is what I just got through saying. I'm convinced of it. Tintel, right back with Charles Wheeler. I'm Jim Blassen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.